It's good to be here.
I finally get a chance to meet you in person, talk to you on the phone.
Yes.
Saw you at St. Jude back in October for the Celebration of Hope. Awesome performance there.
Thank you very
and
much.
I finally have you in the studio with me. My pleasure. I want to tell you, I'm so proud of you.
Thank
because you have gone a different way to promote your music. Not the norm. You started on MySpace.
Yes.
And you got a following back, what, 2008?
Yeah, it was back.
And look at you now.
Yes.
What do you say to people who complain about, I can't get a record deal or the radio station won't play my music? I just sometimes want to just give up because I just can't get the support.
A few weeks ago, that kind of explained it all. And I was saying, it's no more excuses. You know, once we saw that Grammy nom,
yes,
and you got like, you know, Jhené Aiko, Pharrell, Chris Brown, Miley Music,
mm-hmm,
Beyonce, it's no excuses. It's all about the faith that you are willing to walk in.
Absolutely.
And I think that we just become masters of talk. That's why songs like Walking Shoes resonate the way that they do, because we got the mouth game down.
Okay, now he just didn't call me on my stuff. He don't even know it. So, okay, we're going to cut this one short. No. But that is real talk.
Yes.
When people ask me, what kind of artist would you describe Amali as? I said, well, he was labeled as a Christian artist.
Mm.
Now he's mainstream. But you still get that inspiration. You still get that vibe in your music. They want to box you in.
Yeah, you know that rugged place that everybody kind of threw Christ in immediately after he read the scriptures in the temple? And he says, he gets finished with all of it. This is like hallowed and sacred text.
Mm.
And this man is in there reading. And he goes there and he says, and there should be someone that will come and they will save the land. This is a fulfilled prophecy. Everybody was mad, like blasphemy and all this stuff like that. But he was the truth walking. But it wasn't his fault that people weren't ready to receive it.
My
goodness. So I think at this point, it's the exact same thing, not to the magnitude of Christ, but even greater.
Yes.
I walk in the greater works that he promised me.
Look
and
at
I'm
that.
Establishing the Holy Spirit that's inside of me. And the sound took me off of the grid because nobody's responsible for my success.
That is real talk.
Yes.
That is
when
the
God
truth.
When God wants to do something, he obviously is willing to show everybody in front of everybody.
Amen.
What he's willing to do. And I would much rather be under his insurance plan than the world.
Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to shout. Y'all have to give us some longer and start kicking some shoes off. That is the truth. And I'm so glad
yes.
that you said that, because I really do believe that doesn't matter what others think about you. What matters is what God knows
yes.
about
but
you.
But you can't deny the fact that it hurts, especially
absolutely.
You know, when these are your friends, your colleagues, and these are people who supposedly believe in the same God. And I don't like the fact that more faith brings division. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a group of kids. You got four kids, three of them bad, one of them good. The one that wants to obey will always get beat up.
I know that it's hurt there, but in that pain, you have found your purpose. And you know that you are still on your assignment, which
yes.
is such a blessing.
That's the safest place you could be.
Come on.
Any of the affirmation or acceptance, I would have been tossed out by now, as you can see. The one moment that either the secular industry or the mainstream industry mm-hmm. didn't understand, they throw me on the shelf. Whenever the church didn't understand, they throw me under the bus. So I just started standing on the rock.
Right? The solid rock. The thing about it, your foundation was laid when you were young.
Yes.
Started playing in the church. You didn't know how to play the piano. It's just your gift.
It just came for sure. I had an opportunity. And I think the music was built upon relationship. So now
amen.
As I grow up and I'm older, I know the Lord. Know
come
the Lord.
On.
Not just trying to get to know him or whatever like that. Always seeking him for sure.
Amen.
But I found my little nook in him or whatever. And that's my spot.
Praise the Lord. And speaking of that, you have a new play that's coming out.
Yes.
Where you actually play the role of Jesus.
Yes, it's kind of like a play / film. It's a big production. It took about 2 years to shoot.
Wow.
It's something I never would have volunteered for because, you know, I don't see myself as an actor. But it was brought at the perfect way, at the perfect time. And it was a great favor that I was doing for a good friend, Harry Lennox. Ended up involving Opah Babintunde, Chaka Khan. Holly Carter helped produce on it as well. It's a lot of major hitters inside of it. And it just went from one thing to another. It started with this gospel play that Harry Lennox and David Waite saw in his head, actually a young black boy in Chicago with healing powers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it would end up, you know, what if Christ reestablishes himself in Chicago, but years later, after Ready Aim video and Job experience, Harry Lennox sitting across the table like, you know, so we have this idea, we think you should play Christ, da da da. I'm like, I'm not playing Jesus.
Oh, I know they had to be
you
like,
know?
Oh, how can I do
and
that?
And I'm like, what? You know, what are you talking about? He's like, well, just wait before you go there. Let me show you something. Show me an image of me in like Ready Aim video. And then he showed me an image on Job experience. He was like, these stories come out of you. You're really good at what you do. We've seen videos before, but you take it to another place. And I knew at that point that it was something that I had an opportunity, and I would much rather fail doing that.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
Then, absolutely.
So yeah, it was a great opportunity, a great investment. I met a lot of people and I attained a lot of strength.
Amen. So when can we expect to see this?
We're trying to drop it in Easter.
Why didn't y'all to hurry up? I'm just saying, can a sister get like an advanced copy or something? It's called Revival.
Revival Experience.
Okay, Revival the Experience.
Yes.
And it will be an experience to see you not only sing, but act too.
You know, that whole thing started because there were all these songs already written that we were using, but there was this blank musical spot that they were trying to find out in the garden. Imagine what Christ was feeling, what he was thinking, what was going through his head, what it could sound like in a musical, and just in a dream, Christ downloaded that song. So I started to pull from that well. The rest of the project, and I think we got out close to 11, 12 songs just flat out. So the soundtrack is going to be even crazier than the film.
What?
I guess it's a good thing to have things in the ground. And
yes.
Good things in the ground in the kingdom, you know what I mean? No matter what they want to call me, I'm always at service.
And I love that about you. How did it feel for you to get those Grammy nods? I mean, that's big.
Man, it was huge. It was big, but it was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess it's kind of like, you know, Moses came in and he said, let my people go.
Mm.
Pharaoh said no, and the staff became a snake. Then two Pharisees came in and made two more snakes. So I guess it's like that. The Grammys was an amazing experience, but it was nothing but like a gathering of the people who's operating the miraculous. But it doesn't mean that Jesus water to wine compared to whatever happened. So I'm happy that I didn't get opportunity to win in anything, because that would have been a possessive nature. The victory is all the way mine because the exposure was there, and I'm grateful.
Absolutely.
To be where I am now.
I think of Denzel Washington when you say that. When he was asked years ago about being passed over all these years for an Oscar, how did he feel? He said, I would rather get my rewards in heaven than get awards on earth. And I can appreciate that.
That's
in
the
you.
Pulse. It's the mission. So a lot of people are on a career. Some people are on a journey, but I'm on a mission. And I think that's the kind of thing that kind of clashes before, you know, you get finished and I meet colleagues and I'm like, oh my goodness, God bless you. I respect where you're coming from. They're like, man, don't worry about all that. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh man, it's genuine. Like, oh, now I feel like the hypocrite because I really mean mine, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's a good world, a good life, and I can't wait to release this sound on this whole tour that we're getting ready to rock on.
And I know that people don't want to miss out. How can they get info on your tour schedule? Follow you on social media.
MALIMusicOfficial.com, and that has everything laid out. It's also more easily on my Twitter, at Miley Music, Instagram, all over there as well, and Facebook.
I wish you nothing but continued success.
So
thank you for being the change, this fresh new wind that we need. And thank you for keeping it real.
Yes.
Thank you for keeping God first.
Yes.
And just keep on letting him use you. I see bigger and better things for you, and I'm excited about
it. I receive it. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And you all can check out Miley Music tonight in Philly at World Cafe Live.